Halt, adventurer. Where do you think you're going? Hello? No, I'm not down there. Try looking up to the top of the pedestal. Yes, right here where I belong. There you go. Now, if you wish to collect the treasure, you must successfully answer the riddle of the Sphinx. No, I'm not a Sphinx. To be honest, that should have been fairly obvious. Sphinxes have bodies of lions and the face of humans. I have the face of a human and the body of a human. But I also have cat ears, a cat tail, and some pretty wicked claws. Well, more fingernails that are pretty sharp, but they could give you a pretty good scratch. Fortunately, I have this sword, which is considerably sharper. But to summarise, I am not a Sphinx. I am a cat girl. My uncle is a Sphinx, though. And he got me this job. Well, one of my jobs, but the other one is a secret. But this one is boring. So boring. I just sit around on the pedestal all day and wait for someone to come along so I can ask them the stupid riddle. And then they all get them wrong, so I have to kill them, and that's so annoying. And in your case, that would be a real shame. Since you actually look kind of cute. For a human, at least. But a job's a job, right? Family obligations. So, adventurer, here's a riddle. Are you ready? No? Are you ready? How much time do you need to prepare? Okay, you're ready now. Good. Walt walks on four legs in the morning, two legs in the afternoon, and three legs in the evening. Now, take your time to think it over. This is a very, very important riddle. Oh, you think you have an answer already? Okay, hit me with it then. Man, that's your answer. That's stupid. How is that the answer to the riddle? Really? A crawling baby in the morning, a man in the afternoon, and an old man with a cane in the evening. It's kind of a stretch, don't you think? I mean, I was pretty specific about this all being in one day. You're kind of overthinking this. You see, adventurer, the answer was me. In the morning, I'm usually suffering from a big catnip hangover, so I'm crawling all over the place. In the afternoon, I finally feel alive enough to walk around, and then in the evening, I'm a stripper. That's my secret job. Shh. Don't, my uncle, just don't tell my uncle. But I'm really good at it. I'm really good at working the pole, which is basically the third leg, see? Simple. It's me. No, that is a valid answer. Okay, maybe the stripper pole counting as a leg in the evening is a stretch, but so is a cane for the old man. I mean, to be fair, my answer does actually require that you know that I work as a stripper, which is knowledge that you didn't have. See, this is the point where my uncle says I have to kill you, but I'm really hating this job. I'm hating it so much. It's boring. So boring. Unlike my night job, which is so fucking good. Sure, I get to meet interesting guys in both jobs, but with this one I have to kill them all, so it doesn't really count. Well, you know what? I'm just going to throw out that first riddle then. It doesn't count. And if my uncle doesn't like it, he can fire me. Or, you know, he can come and sit on his own pedestal all damn day and be bored out of his skull. But this is the only second chance that you're going to get, okay? So, are you ready? Oh, really? Wait, are you looking at my... Oh, you're ready now. So, the riddle. Listen now, handsome, to my rhyme, and give me the answer in due time. What do us cat girls love the most, and do very well, and that's no boast? Standing, lying, or on all fours, outside, inside, behind closed doors, giving to us the greatest pleasure. Answer now and win the treasure. So don't overthink this one. Not like the first one. This is really, really simple. It's something that catgirls would find fun to do. Something that we could do indoors or outdoors. Standing up, lying on our backs, or on our hands and knees. You know this, or at least I really hope you do. Really. Really. Sex! Sex! Dirty, dirty sex! So sorry, it's so dry in here. I think some of it got caught in my throat. So do you have an answer? You do? Sex! Yes! Hooray! You are so very smart for a human. Now I don't have to kill you. Now you get my treasure, which, by the way, is sex. Well, sex, some gold and some pretty, pretty rocks and other stuff. Not anything really nice like a ball of string or catnip. Oh, I love catnip. Or some yummy fish. Catnip. Oh, do you have any catnip? You don't have any catnip. But, you know, you could take all of this user stuff and then I'm basically out of a job. Which is actually a good thing. I'll do the stripper thing full time because it pays way better and isn't boring. But first, the sex. And maybe after two. You see, I'm not supposed to sleep with the guys at the club, and I've always killed the adventurers who came by during the day, so it's been forever since I got laid, and I really need it. I'll just jump down from up here. Oh my. Now that I see you up close, you're kind of adorable. Not in the same way that I am, but still pretty good. Still very pettable. All kinds of muscles and stuff under that armor. You know, you might have been a real challenge to kill had you failed to answer that last riddle. But that wouldn't have been any fun. Well, maybe a bit of fun. I would have disarmed you like this. And then I would have chased you around. Maybe slashed the tendons in one leg so you didn't get too far. I could have dragged it out for hours if I was bored, which I was. So very bored. I am always so incredibly bored at this job. It's awful. I probably would have only killed you when the end of my shift was coming up, which would have been hours away. So I guess it's a good thing that we're just going to have sex then, isn't it? Hours and hours of sex. Now, let's help you out of that armor, shall we? I could rip it off, but when I tend to do that, body parts or internal organs tend to come along with it. So I'll very, very carefully help you with the fastenings and the buckles and all the other stuff holding it on. My fingers are very nimble, so we'll have that all off of you in no time. There. Well, hello, beefcake. Hiding all of that under that armor seems such a waste. I mean, just look at me. I have a great body. I saw you looking. Such perky breasts and cute legs. So I barely wear anything. There's not really a dress code here. Sphinxes are normally naked. But, you know, a catgirl's got to be a little modest, right? You can't be showing everything you've got, whether it's as a regular catgirl or when I'm working at the club. But adventurer, do you know the best part about wearing clothes? Don't worry, this isn't a riddle. The best part of wearing clothes is that you get to take them off. So let me take off these clothes for you. I've got the entire Egyptian theme going on with my outfit since I'm standing in for a sphinx. And you don't even need to tip me or anything for taking my clothes off. Just watch. Watch me as I take off this top. It's mainly there, so you can't technically see my breasts. Even if it is kind of seafood when you get up close, and you are close. close enough to see the way the nipples tend to poke against the fabric. But it's off now. See? I told you that I had the body of a human girl. Of course. You can only confirm the parts you can see, and so far, you haven't seen my pussy. I feel kind of strange calling it that. Human girls call it that. It feels so redundant to call mine a pussy too. But then again, it is cute and furry and warm, and it loves to be petted. So I guess that name is good enough. So, Aventra, do you want to see it? Of course you do. All men do. And you won the privilege, fair and square. Well, more or less. But we won't quibble over that. I just need to take off this really short skirt. And then these panties. And there you go. A pussy just as good as what a human girl would have. Even better, really. Because it's attached to me. And in a few minutes, it can be firmly attached to you as well. But we need to get the rest of your clothes off, darling. It's like unwrapping a present. I suppose it would go much faster if I didn't feel the urge to rub up against you as I took off the rest of your clothes. But I'm just marking you with my scent. Rubbing up against you like this. It will let all the other catgirls know that you are taken. But it will also keep any of the other monsters around here away from you. Call it my gift to you. Well, one of my gifts. And to be honest, I don't think you're minding me rubbing up against you in a way. At least, not judging by how hard your cock is. So hard. Now, there's another funny word. Cock makes me think bird, which makes me think that it's something to be eaten. And I guess it is in a way. Or at least it's something to be put in my mouth, like this. Oh, don't worry, darling. I won't bite. At least not this thing. I'll just suck it. Lick it. Stroke it with my hand. I bet you weren't. You weren't expecting this when you set out on your adventure. But you see, I'm really glad it's happening. Yes. Go ahead and wrap your fingers in my hair. But mind the ears. They're very sensitive. But not my most sensitive part. Not by a long shot. What's my sensitive part? My pussy. My cute catgirl pussy. I'm rubbing it right now. Even as I suck your cock. It's not easy with these claw-like fingernails, but I usually manage to make it work. I don't even need to make myself come today. That's what you're here for. Oh, your cock. It feels good in my mouth. But speaking of making me come. Let's get to the part where you claim your treasure. By claiming me. Now, I do like it any way I can get it. Standing, lying, sitting, whatever. But today I'm in the mood for doing it on my hands and knees, kitty style. I'll get in just one more taste. You taste almost as good as catnip. And you might be as addictive. What was I saying? Yes. I'll get in that position right now. Kneeling on the ground in front of you. I'm bent over for you, my cute little bottom offered up for you. Look. My tail just sways over my body, almost hypnotizing you as it moves back and forth in excitement. And I am excited. Now fall to your knees behind me, as if you were going to worship my pussy. You know, adventurer, my kind are worshipped in Egypt. Basset is my great-grandmother, actually. So there's a little bit of goddess in me. But what I really want is for there to be a whole lot of man in me. So take that lovely, saliva-soaked cock of yours, soy, taste it, and push it up against my wet pussy. My tail moves faster as my excitement grows, oh, but you're getting so excited too. I mean, it's not every day that a human gets to screw a cat girl, especially one as cute as me. Now grab onto my hips and let's see if you can make this cat girl purr. Fuck. Yes. All the way. Sink that lovely human cock all the way into my cat girl pussy. You've earned the right and the privilege. Oh, and I want it. Oh, I just want to get fucked so fucking hard. Oh, now just keep thrusting it in and out of me. Oh, I'll get wetter the more you do it. Which means you can get faster and faster. Oh, fuck. Oh, this is so much better than having to kill you. Oh, or shit on a pedestal. But I don't have to do either of those things anymore. I can just go back to being a stripper as my job. Well, it's more of a hobby. It pays a lot of money and keeps me in catnip and warfish. Oh, but it's really fun hobby. But so is this. Even if I don't get paid for it. I mean, I could, I guess. But it's more fun to be won than to be bought. If a man was paying me to put his cock in my pussy, it wouldn't feel as good. Oh, it would definitely not feel as good as this. Oh, yes, by Isis, fuck my pussy harder. Oh, your cock is like catnip because it's driving me crazy. I can't think of it in me, but I don't need to. I just need to move with you and moan and feel so much pleasure. Oh, fuck. Oh, cat girls don't go into heat like cats do, but oh, you're making me feel like I am a cat in heat. Come in me. Come in me. Oh, that's another thing you've earned the right to do. Oh, I think you'll see you can make a little cat girl in me. Oh, I'd love a kitten girl of my own. And raise and be all maternal to you. And then teach her how to strip and other important things like chasing yarn and my friend, it's important. It's important that you come in me and soon, so soon, please. It feels so good. Oh, fuck, yes. Come in me, come in me, come in me. Come in your caca. Oh, fill me full of your cum. I can feel you. Oh, you feel so good. Best day on the job ever. Even if it is my last day. Say, since I'm looking for a job, do you maybe want to go adventuring together? I'm really awesome in the fight, and even more awesome in bed, on a table, or up against a wall. I'd still want to strip at night, but it could just be for you. We could collect more of this stupid gold stuff and those shiny stones, and then you could use it to buy me useful toys and other wonderful things. Yarn, catnip, oh, the catnip. Which in turn would encourage me to have more sex with you. Oh, you are so wonderful. Trust me, you will not regret this. Especially when your balls deep in this hot little pussy's hot little pussy. You go gather your armor and the treasure, and I'll gather my clothes and a wounded bird I was saving for later. What? It's boring here. I'll just go and get it and we'll be off. On second thought, I'll leave the bird. I don't need it. I've got something far more interesting to play with now.